I've been doing stuff with bikes for a few years, and I'm planning on heading off around Australia on Monday on a solar-powered bike.
We've got the bike in front of us, and I can't even begin to describe it. It's much larger than you would usually picture a bike, and it looks like it's sort of a seated down trike. How would you describe it?
It's, you know, it's nearly 4 meters long, so it's pretty big. You sit back on it like a recumbent instead of sitting up like a normal bike. Fairly wide, not as wide as the car, but much wider than a bike.
Sort of got an A-frame on, and then on top is the thing that's really going to power you along. What's that?
So on top's the solar panel, which is going to charge a battery and run the motor, which means I don't have to pedal as much. So it should do almost 2/3 of my pedaling, which should make it a lot easier for me and mean I can go a lot further each day.
How far are you planning to go each day?
Anywhere between 150 and 300 k's, depending on how much sun I've got, how far I went the last day, where I want to get to, all that kind of thing.
And it's not just the sort of bike and what makes it go. I see there's a hammock strapped to the top, you've got a bit of a sound system there, so it's got a few handy features of it as well.
Yeah, well, being big means that I can add a bit more weight without any too much worries, and I've got, as you say, a sound system, because I've got a fair bit of power that I can spend on that kind of thing. I figure going for a year, it's going to be a bit more worthwhile having some degree of comfort.
And you've got a small sort of container on the front too, what's that for?
So that's my battery box, which holds all my batteries, a pile of electrics, and just storage space for more stuff.
Before, you were saying you're a bike enthusiast and you work a lot with bikes. What started you off in all of this?
I think my first bike experience was going and doing bike trips on the mountain bike up through the bush. They became longer, and instead of just being going by myself out for a few hours, I went out for a few days, or you know, nearly a week sometimes. And then I started going to the tip and bringing back bike parts and building bikes, which evolved into building the solar bikes. And once my other solar bikes started getting a bit more reliable, I figured that, I guess we could go put the two together and go for a tour on a solar bike.
And you have a lot of bikes sitting around here. What sort of knowledge have you had to put into putting something like this together?
Well, a lot of trial and error. And
what are some of the things you've tried?
So this is the fourth design. I've tried chain drives, hub drives, front wheel drive, rear wheel drive, two front wheels, one front wheel, all kinds of combinations. And then there's all the, on top of those big obvious things, there's tiny little fiddly things that you find just do or don't work, often don't. A few hundred Ks tells a lot about how far a bike's gonna go. And a few hundred Ks can break a lot of things. And some of my bikes, I've broken heaps of stuff, and I've learned a lot, and those things don't break anymore.
Have you ever got stranded in some of your test runs?
Yes, stranded to varying degrees. With this new one, I haven't had to get a vehicle to get me back, but I've had to do a lot of fixing stuff together and limping back. On one of my early motor setups, I broke four chains in 16 Ks, which was a little bit of a mental challenge, but I did get back and haven't been breaking chains anymore, so that's good.
So the final test of this bike, I guess, will be the journey itself. And what has inspired that?
For ages, I'd been thinking that if I was going to take a gap year, the obvious thing for me to do would be to ride around Australia and do all that kind of thing. But then as I started building the bikes, I thought, oh yeah, instead of going on a normal bike, we could make it even more of a challenge and go on a homemade solar one.
Now, you're going to be part of an expo that's happening in Orbost as well on Monday. What will you be doing there?
I'll mostly just be having a bit of a chat to people about the bike and about the trip, what I plan to do, and then I'm leaving from the expo and heading off.
What's your interest in sustainability in particular? Why not just put a regular motor on this bike?
I think that we're really, as a society, especially as Western society, we've become incredibly dependent on fossil fuels, of this one little thing that we dig out of the ground and burn, and it's amazing how much energy it's got in it, but it poses a real challenge to be able to do stuff without that. And I find I get a lot of satisfaction of being able to think, no, the energy for this is just coming from the sun, and that's really quite cool.
Is there anything that you would say to people who are thinking about looking into sustainable travel like you have, but they just really don't know where to start? Can people start off with something a little easier?
I wouldn't say jumping into something like this was easy. I'm not sure if I would have started it if I'd known just how much effort it would have been. But yeah, there are a lot of much easier ways to go and get into more sustainable transport. You know, there's the obvious riding a bike, but you know, it's really kind of hard work, and you're limited about how far and how quickly you can go. The next easiest step is an electric bike, which are becoming really quite commonly available. They're mass produced in China. They've become pretty reliable, which means that they're sometimes more reliable than cars because they're just so simple. And that's an easy and cheap way of getting into sustainable transport, which is, you know, often even cheaper, much cheaper than going and driving, sometimes faster. Enjoy the ride.